Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
After an hour's worth of replies of people saying, take me off the list, and then another 20 minutes of replies saying, stop saying, take you off the list, some videographer somewhere in the company just replied and was like, take me off the list again. It's still going. The fire is still burning, Hardy.
And the guy, little embers
still glowing at the bottom of that fire pit right now.
And the guy who called everyone idiots would like to recall the message. Like, you can't recall it. It's still there.
I had way more respect before he recalled the message.
I'm reading that move.
I don't respect his move recalling the message.
You can't recall it. I haven't. It's still in my inbox.
I can't unsee what you wrote.
Can't unsee someone saying, what kind of idiots do we have working for us? That's there.
I'd like to print that out. Nope. It was said. That one is for the email. That is for the corporate email hall of fame right there.
I would like to recall that time when I called and said, what kind of idiots do we have working for us?
It's called a mulligan, right? In the golf
Yeah. I don't know that you could just take one in real life, though. Like, I said some horrible things. I would like to unsay them. Let's pretend it never happened.
I want you to delete that, and then I want you to empty trash, too. Here, I'm going to walk you through how to make sure you never look at that email again.
T-Bone wrote this in our thread of notes for today's show, that with drive-in movie theater ticket sales going through the roof in Germany and South Korea, you wrote this would be a great sort of thing to come out of COVID-19 and the pandemic. That's what T-Bone wrote. To which Hardy and I said, you ever been to a drive-in? They sort of suck. What? How would that be a great thing that, like, the drive-in makes a comeback as a result of the pandemic? And I know that there are a few left, and they're great for nostalgia and, you know, something silly to do, like, you know, fun family outing, and, you know, you don't see half the movie when you do it. But still, no, I'm against it, Hardy. I'm against the drive-in making a comeback. I don't need to go to the drive-in to see movies.
No, and as you described it, or as I guess Jim described it, the way you do it these days is you take your truck. Now, Beetle, you've got a truck. I got a truck.
Of course, truck, you know, guys, Hardy.
Yeah, you put a couple of chairs back there, and a couple of, you know, little small bean bags maybe for the kids, and you know, flip down the tailgate of your truck, and you know, park that thing Dutch style. You back into your space, and then you turn around and you watch the movie that way. Okay, but the last time I went literally was, oh my God, 40 years ago. And I remember it was in my dad's car, you know, a huge boat that he drove, a Mark III, and my sister and I, we spread a blanket out up on the roof of the car, and we laid up there and watched a back-to-back feature, and I'm sure I fell asleep at some point because it's late. You know, you got to wait till it's late and dark out for a drive-in. And as a little kid, not used to staying up that late, and, you know, it's just like watching a movie, only you're really uncomfortable, and you're outside, and there's bugs, And you know, and you know, best case scenario, you get a hard folding chair in the back of a pickup. Worst case scenario, you're in the back seat of your car if you're a kid watching a movie through a windshield. Oh, and by the way, it sounds like crap. And yeah, you got to stay up later maybe than you want to. Maybe you're a night owl. Doesn't matter. It's a totally overrated experience.
Oh, I've been to one in the last 10 years. Well, I might have been closed now, but up at Weir's Beach in New Hampshire, like on, you know, the July 3rd or whatever, like it's yeah. like it's like tailgating, man. And you can put the they give you like a radio station, you can get the volume on in your car. Like that's a great time.
So you enjoyed watching a movie like that?
I certainly did. I can't remember the movie I watched, but I...
Yeah, because you were stoned to the bejesus. That's kind of the...
I mean, come on, tell us the truth. So, but that, again, is about socializing and being outside the car.
Right. That's not allowed. Everyone roll your windows up.
You're missing
social
what
distancing.
This would be. Like, you'd have to distance from the other cars. Mm. You wouldn't be able to get out there and socialize and hang out with three other cars of friends that pulled up there with you. No, not happening.
Now the
that
good
would
news
not be
is,
how it
Beetle,
would roll out. What's that?
Good news is hot summer night. You know, you get to the drive-in. You keep the windows rolled up. You leave the engine running with the air on because gas is so cheap. Hell,
right.
By then they'll probably be paying us to take the gas. Now we're all going to die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Also,
sitting in a parking
fun.
Lot with a bunch of running cars, but. Economically, it'll certainly be reasonable.
So this is what I want to see come out of this. This is the silver lining with movies I want to see. And that is more movies are brought to on-demand services right out of the gate. That the movie theater, maybe, just maybe, the pandemic will finally be the thing that kills the movie theaters in terms of, nope, you don't have an exclusive. You don't force everybody to go to the movie theater when something new comes out. Mm. Because that's what it is. I mean, the movie industry has a monopoly on their distribution, and they, force us into movie theaters. If we want to see something bad enough, we have to go to a theater, which I enjoy. I like going to the movies, but it's, sort of time consuming. If you got kids, you want to see an adult movie, you're getting a babysitter, like you've got to make a whole night of it. Whereas if it's on demand and you can pay for it, even if it's at a premium price, I think that's a model and an option that should be available to everybody. It's already started. I was telling you guys this morning, my kids and many people's kids, I'm sure everybody's kids at this point, if they're of a certain age, saw that the Trolls' second movie, Trolls World Tour, came out on demand about a week ago. That was going to be a theatrical release. They had to change it up and release it on demand. So you can't buy it yet. You can't own it, but you can rent it for a day and pay $20 or whatever it is to be able to see the movie. I want more of that. That's what I want to see happen.
Mm, I'm in on
more
that,
movies
maybe.
At home.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, I mean, we got a bit of a taste of it with the Irishman. That was, what, like 3 week release in theaters or something like that?
Yeah, and it was in, but that was the small and independent theaters only. It was not released in major movie theaters.
Yeah, I honestly like the idea of going to the movies more than I actually end up going anymore.
Yes, and I would agree with that.
And when you've got young kids, you end up going to more movies, ironically, but they're all movies that they want to see. You know, I've taken my kids to. I don't know how many movies over the last year that, and some were good, some were fine. It's a different experience, and I do like it, but if you and your wife get a night out and you decide, what are we going to do, how often do you end up going to the movies?
Once a year?
Yeah, it's once a year.
I
couldn't tell you the last time I went without my kids.
Right.
It's an adult movie.
Yeah, I know. And there are movies that have come out that I'm like, ooh, I am going to see that in the theater. And you don't. I don't. I don't end up doing it. Used to, but I still like the idea of having them around, though. I don't want them to go away. I don't want this to help spell the end of traditional movie going. I wouldn't want that.
Mm.
And I love the popcorn and the whole that whole aspect of it. But as a kid, like I know you were talking about the drive-ins. As a kid, you dropped me off at like the Braintree Movie Theater Beetle. That was like an arcade day, hang out with your friends, maybe go to like multiple movies, not pay for multiple movies. But like that was what it was about. You spent the day at the movie theater. Now it's a giant pain in the ass, and it's expensive as hell.
Oh, you gotta buy your tickets ahead of time, figure out where you're gonna sit, assign seating. Yeah, it's a bit of a chore, but it's nice. It's nice once you get there. It's like going to a wedding. You might dread like the lead up to it, but once you're there, like I'm at the movies. I get to officially tune out and turn off for 2 hours, not look at my phone, not be bothered by anything.
Real quick, what's the best part of the movies though? Like for me,
do you want me to say popcorn so I can agree with you? That's the popcorn.
I actually like the coming attractions. Like, you know, I don't think we would get that with stay-at-home movies.
Yeah. It's not the same, Beetle. You know
movie
what?
Movie trailers? You like to go to the movies for the movie trailers?
I like movie trailers, man. I'm in on those.
Weirdest guy ever, Joe.
Oh, no. I'm with them. If I'm missing the trailers, I'm pissed. You're late. You got to see all the trailers. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I end up seeing them all because they start when the movie is supposed to start. Oh, it's a 7:30 movie. That really means like 8:05 now.
Yeah, if it says 7 o'clock, it's definitely not a 7 o'clock movie. That's
of course.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course not. That's why it's...
Careful what you wish for, Beetle. There's sometimes you still want to go to the movies. It's not all that often, but at least I want
the
option.
I still want it to be an option. I still want it to be an option, but I think that they've got to do more at home. And I'm surprised that the Trolls movie was only $20. Because we would have been dragged to that, and it would have been $50 for five people to go.
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty.
So maybe they have to change the pricing model a little bit.
Now that you mentioned it, I'm pretty sure we did get. When was it? Like 2-3 days ago?
No, it was sometime within the last week or so.
Yeah,
maybe last Friday.
So I think we rented it when it came out. I didn't know it was like brand new. I wasn't paying that close of attention, but it was on.
I think it was the Friday before last. So about 10 days ago.
Yep.
617-779-0985. Jimmy Butler doing a solid for all of his teammates. We'll tell you what it is next.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey.
First one in a while where I was running back into the room, Hardy.
Where'd you go?
Just downstairs. See what the word on the street was about school cancellations.
Yeah, word has not gotten out yet in my house.
They don't know?
Well, the two older ones, the wife and the eldest child, were on a walk with the dog and, not in contact. The younger one was here doing Lord knows what. And once they got back from the walk, they're having lunch. So apparently no one's – no, Blondie knows, but the kids don't know.
Oh, okay. I was going to say not even your wife.
Yeah, I'm not telling her either. Oof. It's going to go bad when she finds out.
When are you going to spring it on them?
No, she knows. I don't know. They're honestly, they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they are. But, I gotta say, kids have been pretty resilient during all this. Everyone I talk to has kids. Kids are hanging tough, man.
Yeah, I mean, as a rule, I think they are resilient. They tend to roll with the punches a little bit more, but it doesn't, they still miss their friends. They miss doing their stuff, miss their sports, all that stuff.
Your kids killed each other yet during all this?
No, I mean, they're both still alive, and there haven't been any knockdown dragouts. You know, we've gone to separate corners a number of times, but no knockouts or even TKOs.
Oh, that's good.
I know the answer for you.
No, it's insane. but it's always insane. But you know,
right?
You put them together for long periods of time, and the I would say the inmates are getting a little restless. That's all. That's what I would say.
Need some higher temperatures in that 10-day. We don't climb out of the 50s for the foreseeable future.
That's not good. You would think by now we'd get a little bit warmer weather.
Yep.
You know what Jimmy Butler is doing for his teammates, though, is getting them all basketball hoops for their homes.
It's nice.
Isn't that nice? Jimmy Butler, Miami Heat. You know him. He's skipped around the league a little bit. He sent basketball hoops not only to his teammates, but also did it for youth centers and schools whenever they're able to open back up. And if it's in Miami, I'm sure it's all open right now anyway. You know how Miami is. There's, you know, Florida. They're just going to open everything. So he is sending portable hoops to all of his teammates and coaches. That according to the Miami Herald. So prior to this, I think Butler was one of the few players who actually had a hoop at his home.
Mm-hmm.
And was, you know, hey, I'm going to get one. Or he needed one and was like, I'm going to make sure everybody has one. I would ask him to send one to Tatum as well if he's got a few extra bucks and he wants to help out Jason Tatum, because Jason Tatum is currently in need of a basket.
But Tatum, you know, we were kind of, you know, wondering what his situation was, you know, if he could even have a hoop if he wanted one. And reading this article in the Sun Sentinel, no, this is a common thing around the league, apparently.
It's not unique.
It is not. Heat rookie guard Tyler Herro said, I think I shot a ball one time before they closed all the parks. I went to a park one day, and that was it.
So he went with the portable hoops is what he went with, because the in-ground ones would need an install.
Right.
Are you available for installs right now, Hardy?
No, I am not.
I mean, you did put in the mailbox the other day.
Yeah, and between me and the neighbor who helped me, I believe we have both sworn off any digging of any more holes right now. I don't care what kind of tools are available. I'm not doing it. My hands still won't close all the way.
What about some sort of power auger, if you will, to you know, dig the hole, dig it deeper?
I do like power tools. I use the Sawzall to get the old mailbox post off. Got that thing right down pretty close to ground level. I said, you know what? I can nip that thing a little closer, move some of the dirt away. Got that thing right off there like a butter knife. It was great.
So I'm just wondering.
No, I'm not hiring myself out.
How deep was the hole for the mailbox?
28 inches.
That's not that bad.
Oh, okay. Well, next time I need a 28-inch hole dug in that particular part of the yard.
Oh, no. It'd be bad for you and I, always. I'm talking about for someone that's doing it as a professional, because I just looked into one particular hoop that requires a 48-inch, 4 feet, that is, 48-inch footing.
Oh, there's no way. You would have to have some kind of a power tool for that.
Right, there's no way you can dig that out with a post hole digger, right? That's like impossible.
Well, I mean, you would have to dig a really big hole.
Because you're going to hit rocks.
You know, bigger than... I hit rocks at about 6 inches down.
Of course.
I mean, there was...
But think about it.
No, there's no way.
If you hit something large, 3.5 feet down, that's, you know, the size of a softball, and you're trying to get that out of the hole, and then you're trying to pick it up out of the hole, I just imagine that would be very difficult, is what I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with it anymore. Some of these DIY projects you do just to find out you never want to do it again. You know, it's nice when you do something like, oh, I could do that again. Man, ceiling fan, not that bad. Digging a 2.5-foot hole in that part of the yard? Nope. I know I don't want to do that anymore. I have the experience under my belt. I'm all set.
I never want to do that again. Jim, I can't see the calls. Do we have a call there or not? I can't see.
Yeah, we can go to Jordan and Norton.
All right, let's do it. Jordan, go ahead. Was it on movie theaters?
Yes. So big fan of Joe Murray. I got to say, the previews are the best part.
Well, maybe sometimes if you're seeing a bad movie, but have you been to movies where you say, oh, that was a really good movie, but I enjoyed the previews more?
No, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and, like, proclaim that everything's kosher during the previews, but I will say the action movies are better than, like, the horror movies. I feel like the horror previews, terrible. The action movie previews, the best. But you also see this whole movie, so why waste the money after that?
Yeah, you some of the previews in the theaters, it's not like the 30-second or the 15-second commercial you get for them. You get so much of the movie to where you're like, eh, you can make up your mind. Yeah, have you ever seen a trailer? This is what you do. You watch the trailer. You know immediately whether you want to see that movie or not. If it's a 15 or a 30-second spot, you're like, huh, I might want to see that. That could be interesting. You give me a full 2-minute trailer? No, you know. You know whether or not that movie is for you.
100% Hardy. I got to say, they do like 2.5 minutes, and it's like, well, I just saw everything that's good in the movie, so why would I even want to go waste the money?
Correct. That's the other thing that's kind of a drag about the kids' movies is most of the previews are for other kids' movies. Like, oh, I don't even get this.
Yeah.
You don't even get
a good preview out of it. Sure. All right, Jordan. No. Appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
Hey, it wasn't bad.
I was going to say, I watch wrestling and I still know the results. I'm still going to watch anyways. So whether you go to a theater and the previews and you see everything, I'm still going to go see the movie. It's not going to stop me.
You are a vanguard. That's what makes you different, Joe.
I can't hang up on the caller and I still hear it there.
Oh, that's all right. You know what? You know what kid movie wasn't bad, the last one I went to?
What?
Surprise me. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that's the last movie I went to. Thank you for reminding me. That's the last one I saw.
With and Jim Carrey, who generally annoys me, I thought was funny. I liked him.
He annoys you, huh? Not a fan.
Yeah. Not all the time, but some of the stuff that, like, everybody loves, like Ace Ventura. I'm like, no, that's not my thing. I like him in other stuff, but I didn't think he was. Like, most of the stuff he did on Living Color, I was like, no, this is just, like, too over the top. It's too.
Mari, Ace Ventura, in or out?
The first one in, second one out.
I'm sorry, there's a second one?
Yeah, When Nature Calls.
Oh, that's right. I have seen that. I completely forgot about there being a second one. It came out years after the first one, though, didn't it?
That's right. But the Ihorn and Finkel, like, that was...
Oh, the original? The original is a great movie, Harry.
Still going.
With Marino, it's a good movie. Nah. Wally's in Fall River.
I like Cable Guy. I think Cable Guy's good.
I like Cable Guy, too. Ooh. Wally.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I think I'm a little bit older than you guys. I remember going to in the Fall River area, we had about 5 drive-ins, and we had about 10, walk-in shows. And the drive-ins, you used to have $1 a car. Imagine that during a week. You could have 6 people in the car for $1. But nowadays, as far as going to movies, you need about $100 if you've got 3 kids. It's what, $20 for popcorn, $8 for soda. And back then, everybody used to bring lunches, and it was just a lot of fun. But as far as the quality of movies, I mean, you've got a lot of killing, a lot of vulgar language in these movies. You have to be careful what you let your kids watch. It's not like the old days. You had Dean Martin and Lewis, and you had Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, those were the days.
I'm with you, Wally. Values.
Yep.
Get some.
That's right.
That's what I say.
Double
he's right,
feature,
though. $100, man. $100 easy, family of 5. $100, no doubt.
Evan and Costello, meet the Wolf Man. That's some good, clean fun right there. Yourself a double feature, a bucket of popcorn, and a stick of licorice for 25 cents. Those were the days.
Tom and Brockton on digging the post for the basketball hoops. Go ahead, Tom.
You guys can do that by hand. Get the right post hole digger and a little bit of enthusiasm. It's not that big a deal.
Well, it was that big of a deal because I just did it, and I had the right post hole digger, and I had the 30-pound steel shaft that I kept dropping down there into the hole to break up the dirt, and it still took like a couple few hours to get that hole dug to the right level. And just when you think you're deep enough, then you go to put the mail post in, you're like, oh, I dug myself a round hole, but the corners of this post are actually a little bit bigger. So then you got to chip away at the sides and then get the whole circumference bigger. and then go down there and dig some more. And by the time you're done with it, I was done with it. Tell me it wasn't a big deal.
You just needed more enthusiasm, Hardy. That was all. You just
yeah.
A little more enthusiasm.
Eight Advil later, it wasn't a big deal. 1,600 milligrams.
Why don't you get the right tools next time? Maybe you'll have better luck with it. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, that whistle while you work. You got to show some enthusiasm.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls next.
At. Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Is the phone number. Greg is in Sudbury today. He's up next on Zolak and Bertrand with Beetle Hardy and Joe Murray.
Hi. I got a comment on previews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
First of all, DVDs and Blu-ray do have previews, although DirecTV and the others don't. But previews have to be appropriate. My wife closes her eyes through the more violent and more weird previews to a movie that we're watching. But the ultimate was when I was 5 years old, it's a while ago, my family took me out to watch a horse-type movie. The preview in front of it was Frankenstein. And at 5 years old, I couldn't sleep for two nights.
That's obviously, it stayed with you as well. It's...
Well, if you're going to see a movie about whores, I don't see why it would be a problem to see a preview for Frankenstein. I mean, if you're mature enough to watch a movie about prostitutes, what's the problem?
One final call before we get to an update on something from earlier. Neil in North Attleboro. Neil.
Hey, guys. Last time I went to the drive-in, I saw Harry Potter. Worst experience of my life. I got eaten alive. It was freezing. And the food sucked.
I don't think you're going to the drive-in for its culinary delights.
Let's get to an update on the Leiden podcast from earlier today.
Oh, okay.
Intern Chris, we've got some names. T-Bone went through the podcast, and he got some of the names. Again, to recap, former intern is coming up with 10 names. And he believes the Patriots will select one of the 10 names. Sort of like the Felger-Mez big board, but with, you know, research and someone thinking that they're an expert. This would be the former intern.
Well, he is an expert. He is an expert just in the wrong sport.
Yes,
he's an expert in the NBA draft, but he's plying his trade and he's spreading his wings to do a podcast on the NFL draft, Beetle, I don't know if you know this, starts on Thursday.
If he doesn't hit on one of the 10 picks, he is offering a cash prize, we think. I wouldn't guarantee that. Don't take my word for it.
Twitter and my Instagram have under 25 followers,
yes.
So it could be 5 followers each, 10 followers each, whatever,
right?
I will give out $25 to one
boy.
Follower
okay.
that follows both accounts.
And if...
However...
And if that doesn't happen, you can kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points.
So there's a minimum cash payout, maybe, not endorsing this, don't believe it's actually going to happen.
Correct.
Of $25 should somebody, should he not hit on any one of his 10 names, he says the Patriots will draft. Got
yep.
it so far.
You
Good.
Nailed it. Uh-huh. Great.
Okay.
All right.
Got
let's
it.
Let's now hear some of the names that he is putting forth on this podcast. He's going to have 10 names in all. We want to get a sample. I mean, Joe Murray's here. He's an expert. He can give us some thoughts.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
His name is Brian Edwards, wide receiver from South Carolina. Number 2, Patrick Queen, the linebacker out of LSU. Number 3, Zach Bond, the outside linebacker from Wisconsin. Cole Kmet, the tight end from Notre Dame. This next player, I'm just going to spend 2 seconds on, Rodrigo Blankenship.
Any of these names you have on your draft board there for the Patriots, Murray?
I'll tell you what, the Blankenship one I've heard thrown around a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, possibly two. The thing with a lot of these guys is besides Blankenship, they're all like around the first or second round pick. So they can only make one at 23. There's no second round pick. So does he assume they're trading? I like Cole Kmet, but at 23, it might be too high. Patrick Queen? Yeah, he could be, but I don't think so. So of his picks, I would go more towards the 0 out of 10 than the 1 or 2 out of 10.
Oh, boy.
Blankenship is the kicker from Georgia, right?
Yeah, he's got the goggles. He's arguably the best kicker, but I don't think he's the first one to come off the board.
Oh, who is?
I'll look it up. There's another kid out there, but there's also an undrafted. I think Vinatieri's nephew is also available.
Oh, he is. Yep, I did see that.
I don't think he gets drafted, but I think he could get an invite to camp.
Interesting. Yeah, the Blankenship one, you know, is getting some attention because what happened when Vinatieri left? The Patriots drafted a kicker. They targeted one in the draft. They drafted who they thought was the best available guy, and they did a really good job in finding Steven Gostkowski. So
now, how is this treated in the Leiden podcast if a player is eligible for the draft, goes undrafted, but is then invited to camp? How is that accounted for in the rules and restrictions of the contest?
Well, they have to be drafted.
They got to be drafted.
But an invite to camp. I mean,
6 followers.
Yeah, is that like worth half the money? Is that like half? Maybe
no. This is about the draft. He said he's a draft expert.
The other player is a Tyler Bass. He had a big Senior Bowl, and he's converted 93% of his kicks last year between 30 and 50 yards. So he's rising up right now the board, to be possibly the first kicker off the board, and he's now plus 450 to be the first kicker off the board.
Okay,
plus 450. Okay, all right. By the way, just doing quick math here. Now again, we don't know if it's combined followers for the Twitter account and the Instagram account. If it is. At this moment, young Chris Leiden, former intern and UMass graduate, could be out $44. If it is just one or the other, it's 32 followers on Twitter, 12 on Instagram.
So right now he's 30 followers.
Yes.
I will give out $30.
But is that combined, Chris? Chris, is that combined between the two accounts?
How many?
Or is that just the one?
Okay. I'm going to give out money. Based on the amount of followers I have, if I'm wrong, the next Monday. So the Monday following the draft.
So everybody gets money?
What this means is, if my Twitter and my Instagram have under 25 followers.
Combined.
He never says combined, but yeah, it's got to be combined, right?
It's got to be combined. So everybody who follows him gets the money. Is that how it works?
I guess.
No. Beetle.
No.
How dare you? That's not how it works. You have to listen to the podcast, and he's giving out
the phrase that pays. But if he had less than 25, I thought everyone, and now he's got more than 25, but if you have less than 25, wasn't it going to be drawn at random? No?
No, password. Phrase
Damn
that
it.
Pays.
You the have to. That sounds like a slot machine, that sound effect.
It does. It's a little Wheel of Fortune-y, isn't it?
The phrase that pays.
Maybe that's reel him in.
Let's get to today's takeaways. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's me. Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180. Lose weight instead of gaining it during this lockdown with Awaken 180, a customized program to help you curb hunger, navigate shopping lists and takeout menus, get results at home with Awaken 180 weight loss.
All right, let's get to it. We played some sound from a podcast with Mina Kimes and Mel Kiper today, and it's highly, highly produced. We thought this was a nice little feature that they added to their podcast with Mel Kiper. Listen.
New England Patriots. Why didn't you give them one?
It was hard. I didn't want to move Love down to 23. I didn't want to go with
you. You know, they sort of slow down Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper doesn't speak that slowly. So they break up what he said. They add in a little drum beat there. Later on, when he was talking about pie, they added some sound effects. So they've done a really nice job of producing up what is just said in a conversation. We've decided we're going to do that for all of us here today on the show. First, I was talking about movies in movie theaters earlier today. Let's hear how it would sound if it were produced on an ESPN podcast. Maybe, just maybe, the pandemic will finally be the thing that kills the movie theaters. It's, you know, sort of time-consuming. If you got kids, you want to see an adult movie, you're getting a babysitter, like, you've got to make a whole night of it. Whereas if it's on demand and you can pay for it, even if it's at a premium price, I think that's a model and an option that should be available to everybody. I want more of that. That's what I want to see happen. That's pretty good.
Perfect. It's the perfect music.
It really
is. That's great.
Really,
T-Bone, how big of a job is this going to be for you to do this with every hour that you have to podcast from the show every day? I mean, this is going to be time consuming for you, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, so worth it.
So it's the production value is amazing.
Even the production value is good. And here's the thing with podcasts, Beetle. You're driving along. You're listening to it. Jim listens to them all the time. Now, Jim has amazing concentration, so he probably doesn't zone out. I zone out, and I have to go back and re-listen. But what these pauses and the music does, it's like a little trigger for your brain. It's like, hey, come back. This is important. That's why we paused. That's why they're it made me listen to you more that way than it did when you said it to me personally the first time. This even is fantastic.
Even if the topics are not important, like movies and movie theaters.
Yes.
Or, let's say, cranberries.
Oh. And sticking with Thanksgiving for a minute, I feel this way about cranberries. Oh, you're making a nice homemade cranberry thing. Why don't you stop it with that? I want the Libby's cranberry or whatever it is out of the jar, the Ocean Spray cranberry that comes out of the can. And it still looks like the can. And I'm going to slice off a section of that. I don't want high-end cranberries. It's so good.
Brilliant. It's awesome.
It's so good. How long did it take you to find that music? Because the music is perfect. That's podcast. That is NPR Ira Glass podcast music right there.
I just went to YouTube. I typed in generic podcast music, and that's what came up. That was like the third choice.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. We have one from Joe Murray, too, don't we?
Yeah, of course. He went off on Roger Goodell's presence at the NFL draft.
Oh, you may need different music for this. I don't know if it's the same music is going to work.
Yeah.
Why does this have anything to have to do with Roger Goodell? Just get the draft underway and get the thing going. Who cares about Roger Goodell anymore? Who does? I don't need to see him at the NFL draft. Even in the past, I don't need to see him dapping and giving, like, fist pumps. I don't care about seeing a player meeting Roger Goodell and, like, hugging these guys. I don't care. We don't need it.
It's pretty good. It's the music does add some levity to an otherwise very angry Joe Murray rant, so it turns out it does work.
It works in every situation, which is really nice.
That's terrific.
It's got a really nice touch to it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That was nice. Yeah.
I really do hope there's some sort of interruption at the draft with him. We don't need it. We don't.
Joe, tomorrow, you're with us again tomorrow, correct?
Right, correct.
I'd like to hear about some of the gambling aspects of the NFL draft.
You got it. Got a draft tomorrow night. A podcast on all the betting odds for the draft tomorrow night.
Nice. Well, hopefully you can give us a little preview of that tomorrow,
so
because
the amount of action coming in on the draft though is huge this year. Isn't it?
Are you okay, Joe? Joe, you've been itching or what? I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah. I am itching. And I have a couple of bets that I think are pretty good for the draft for tomorrow night. That's easy. I don't want to call it easy money, but I think very favorable.
Do you find your checkbook balance to be higher or lower than normal after a month or so of not betting as much?
Well, March Madness is usually a very swole time of year, I would say. So I would say right now things are definitely in the positive because there's nothing going out.
So this has been a good thing for you financially.
Yeah, well, no. March Madness, I do very well.
Did you do very well last year? I don't remember you doing very well last year.
The first round, I just wanted to have fun, and I bet every single game, and it was a terrible idea.
Okay. See, that's not...
All right, then.
No, I mean, I'm not asking you know, to be honest or anything. It just seems like if you were to compare this year to last year, you're actually doing better.
Oh, I was on. I was all over conference tournament, the small. I was all over it. I was on fire. I was ready for the tournament, and then boom.
Except for all 32 games that you bet in the first round where you took a bath.
That was a year ago. But I
that's
did,
what I'm saying. You can't judge from like last July. Well, I'm saying this time a year ago.
The year before that, I had Michigan and Villanova in the final, and boom, what happened? That's what happened.
Okay.
All right, then. We'll be talking about this. We'll be talking more about this tomorrow with Joe Murray. We'll get back at it first thing tomorrow at 10 a.m. Felger Mass coming your way next. Have a great afternoon. Okay.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.